He's a very smart prince. He's a prince who prepares. Knowing this time I'd run from him, he spread pitch on the stairs. I was caught unawares, and I thought, well, he cares. This is more than just malice. Better stop and take stock while you're standing. You're stuck on the steps of the palace. You think, what do you want? You think, make a decision. Why not stay and be caught? You think, well, it's a thought. What would be his response? But then what if you knew who you were when you know that you're not what he thinks who he wants? And then what if you are what a prince would envision? Although how can you know who you are till you want, what you don't? So then which do you pick when you're sate out of sight and yourself? But where everything's wrong, or where everything's right and you know that you'll never belong? And whichever you pick, do it quick, cause you're starting to stick to the steps of the palace. It's your first big decision. The choice isn't easy to make. To arrive in a bowl's exciting, and know once you're there, though it's scary. And it's fun to deceive when you know you can leave, so you have to be wary. There's a lot at this stage, but you've stalled long enough, cause you're still standing stuck on the stuff on the steps. Better run along home and avoid the collision. Even though they don't care, you'll be better off there. Where there's nothing to choose, so there's nothing to lose. So you pry up your shoes. Then from out of the blue, and without any guide, you know what your decision is, which is not to decide. You'll just leave them a clue. For example, a shoe. And then see what he'll do. Now it's he and not you who is stuck with a shoe in the stew, in the goo. And you've learned something too, something you never knew on the steps of the palace.